Hello, novelists and novelistas. Welcome to Mile 12 of Novel Marathon. As you know, the show has 26 episodes, one for each mile of a marathon, published over the course of a year. You can expect a new one roughly every 2 weeks. During that time, we'll write the first draft of an 80,000-word novel. We're reading The One-Year Novelist by L.M. Lilly, Story Genius by Lisa Cron, and This Year You Write Your Novel by Walter Mosley. It's a self-directed, bi-weekly class. And like any class, there will be exercises and readings, which we'll discuss in each episode. You'll find details in the show notes. I recommend you get the books, but I'll revisit the main ideas and exercises on the show, so in a pinch you can follow along and get the gist of it just by listening to the podcast. I'm the undercover novelist. Like you, my goal is to complete a novel in a year. I'll be your cheerleader and pacemaker for this long-distance race. So, let's get down to business and talk about today's readings. The suggested readings for today were chapters 21 and 22 of The One-Year Novelist. For next time, we're going to tackle chapters 23 and 24 in The One-Year Novelist and chapter 12 of Story Genius. And remember, everyone has to run a marathon at their own pace. So, if you're new to the show or you need to catch up, just start with episode 1 or go back to the episode where you left off, do the readings listed in the show notes, complete the writing prompts, and jog along at your own pace. In this marathon, all that matters is that you keep going and you finish, not how long it took you to get there. And with that, let's recap. Chapters 21 and 22 were about the one-quarter twist. How to incorporate one of the possible twists you came up with early on in the process, and how to continue the story beyond the twist while you show your protagonist reeling from the complications and challenges you, the author, has thrown at them. The twist should occur roughly 25% into your book. For an 80,000-word novel, that's around the 20,000-word mark. Looking ahead, chapter 23 in The One-Year Novelist is about character and conflict. We've talked about both in the past, but as your book is taking shape, ask yourself, do your characters fit the story? Is there enough conflict? Don't go back, because it will slow you down. But if you want to change anything, make a few notes for the pages that lie ahead. Chapter 24 is about backstory. What does your reader need to know about your character's past for the story to make sense? Most of the backstory should be woven into the first 30 to 50% of the novel, so now is the time to build in those references and flashbacks. Are you missing any backstory at this point? Think about how you want to weave it in. And this brings us to chapter 12 of Story Genius, titled Going Back to Move Forward: How to Harvest the Past to Set Up the Plot. The key idea of the chapter is in the title. In order to have a plot that is meaningful and resonant, the events and actions in the story need to grow from who your protagonist is. Otherwise, it will feel like a random jumble of events. As we've pointed out a few times now, what happens is much less important than the impact those events have on the protagonist, because that's what ultimately imbues them with meaning. It always comes back to the main character, their misbelief, and what the events of the story mean to them. Hopefully, the plot challenges the main character's misbelief, starting with the one-quarter twist, and ultimately helps them overcome it. The structure of the scene cards we've been using helps reinforce that point. In addition to cause and effect, or surface-level action, we are always also tracking the impact of plot points on the protagonist. That's what we mean by third rail, which boils down to the question, why do any of the surface level events matter to them? And what realization do they have in response? If the plot of your novel doesn't move your characters, you're expending empty calories that don't mean anything. In terms of where you are, you've already written thousands of words. Chances are that you've written the one-quarter twist, or at minimum, you know what's going to happen. And during all this time of writing, you started to contemplate what might happen during the strong midpoint and the three-quarter turn. Earlier in the podcast, you've written key scenes that shaped your character's misbelief. All of those scenes and events in the past have repercussions that reach into the present, into your plot. Now it's time to start to bring all of this together. So, take a few minutes and write a summary of your book, the kind that you might read on the back cover. You don't have to give away the ending, but it should give the reader a good idea of the conflict and hint at some of the obstacles the protagonist has to overcome. Here's how Lisa Kron's friend and author Jenny summarized the events of her novel in chapter 12 of Story Genius. Quote, "As Henry lies dying, Ruby is forced to revise the final script of their hit show alone, and she starts to come unglued. Venora, her veterinarian sister, realizes the extent of Ruby's despair. She threatens to physically remove Ruby from her house. Ruby's plan to get Nora to leave her alone is to steal a dog for one afternoon to prove to Nora how grounded and caring and on the ball she is. But the plan goes terribly awry when the news of the dog napping goes viral and Nora realizes that not only has Ruby stolen the dog, but there's a massive search on for him. Now, dog devotees are frantically hunting for the dog. Meanwhile, totally separate from the dog napping, fans are threatening to take over the show that is Ruby's last connection to the love of her life. Trapped in a hotel with a diva dog she can't let anyone see, and a looming deadline, Ruby has to confront the wild and irrational love people feel for dogs and for each other." Notice how the summary is full of detail about what impact these events have on Ruby and how one event triggers the next. It's one long chain of escalation. That's what plot is about. How does it move the main character forward on their journey? Try doing this exercise for your own novel. Don't go for stylistic perfection here. You really just have to capture the mechanics of the plot, how it affects your protagonist, and how each falling domino sets the next one in motion. When you're done, look at your summary and specifically search for all the moments that challenged your main character and caused them to take action. Translate those moments into an idea list for future scenes and for the moments where you have enough detail, you are ready to fill in those scene cards. What you're doing here is hunt for conflict for your character in the form of plot points that challenge their misbelief, which you can then translate into ideas for scenes, scene cards, and fully fleshed out prose. In order to help with this archaeological dig for conflict, there are two questions that tend to come in handy. Here's the first one. What secrets does your protagonist have? What lies have they told to others and, more importantly, to themselves? People tell lies to cover up inconvenient truths, and oftentimes those inconvenient truths are connected to their misbeliefs. So, get your spidey sense attuned to your main character's fibs and figure out how they have come back to haunt them in the present. This should generate some fodder for your evolving plot. And what external obstacles have you already planted in the past that will keep your protagonist from their current goal or conversely help them attain it? In the example of chapter 12, one of the external obstacles for Ruby is the massive search for the dog, which means she has to go to extra lengths to keep the dog's whereabouts secret. But we haven't yet answered the question why there is this massive search right now. In chapter 12 of Story Genius, Jenny, the author of this sample novel, solves that problem by brainstorming a few options, namely that the dog was supposed to star in a dog food commercial, and the dog food company offered a generous reward for anyone who can find the missing pooch. The point here is that any of the plot points you dreamt up so far may already contain several future complications. Your job, as the author, is to unearth those complications by continuously asking, why? And that's it for today. As always, suggested readings can be found in the episode description and in the newsletter. You can subscribe to the mailing list by going to the website novelmarathon.com/newsletter. I'll send you an email with this week's readings when the episode comes out, plus any resources mentioned on the show. If you find this podcast useful and it's helping you with your work in progress, consider telling a writing friend about it. It helps out a ton, and I can't tell you how much your listening and support means to me. I'm the Undercover Novelist, and this was Mile 12 of Novel Marathon. Happy reading, happy writing, and I'll talk to you soon.